Hey there, awesome humans. This is Brooklyn Weston, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Time is tools for today's challenges. You know that feeling when you're just swamped, constantly giving, but never really getting anything back? Like, your energy is draining faster than a zombie at an all-you-can-eat buffet. Yeah, I feel you. That's why today we're diving into the super important topic of setting healthy boundaries. Because let's face it, folks, life is way too short to be constantly running on empty. Boundaries are like fences around your energy, time, and emotions. They protect what matters most and allow you to live a more fulfilling, authentic life. Think of them as your personal keep-out sign for anything that tries to suck the joy out of your day. Now, I know what you might be thinking, boundaries sounds kinda stiff, like some ancient rulebook. But trust me, it's not about being rigid or unapproachable. It's about knowing your limits, respecting yourself, and communicating those needs clearly to the world around you. So, let's get real and dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you become a boundary-setting badass. 1. Know thyself. Before you can set boundaries with anyone else, you gotta get crystal clear on your own values, priorities, and what truly lights you up. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable or resentful? Honestly, assess those areas, because that's where your boundaries need the most attention. Think of it like a self-care inventory. What are the non-negotiables for your well-being? 2. Communicate clearly. This is key, folks. Once you know your boundaries, don't be shy about voicing them. Use clear, direct language that leaves no room for interpretation. It's like ordering at a restaurant, no wishy-washy stuff. I appreciate the offer, but I'm not comfortable with that. My time is valuable, so let's keep this meeting concise. 3. Practice saying no. This might be the toughest one for some of us, but trust me, it's liberating. You don't have to justify your every decision or explain yourself to anyone. A simple no thank you is all it takes. Remember, saying yes to everything often leads to burnout and resentment. Saying no allows you to focus on what truly matters and say yes to the things that bring you joy. 4. Set consequences. Boundaries aren't just words, they need to have some teeth. If someone repeatedly crosses your boundaries, establish clear consequences. Maybe it's limiting contact with them or walking away from a situation. This shows people that you're serious about protecting your well-being. Remember, healthy boundaries are a two-way street. 5. It's an ongoing process. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing conversation with yourself and the world around you. Your needs evolve, and so do the boundaries that protect them. Be flexible, adaptable, and don't be afraid to adjust your boundaries as needed. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, drowning in emails, deadlines looming, and suddenly your boss asks for another favor, something completely outside your job description. You feel that familiar tension building, the urge to just say yes out of obligation. But wait. Remember those boundaries we talked about? This is where they shine. Take a deep breath, assess the situation, and politely but firmly decline. Explain you're already stretched thin and can't take on any more right now. You could even offer alternative solutions, like suggesting someone else who might be able to help or proposing a timeline for when you could realistically take it on. See? Setting boundaries isn't about being difficult, it's about being strategic and prioritizing your well-being. It's about saying yes to what matters and no to anything that pulls you away from your goals and values. So remember these key takeaways. Know yourself, communicate clearly, practice saying no, set consequences, and make it an ongoing process. Boundaries are not a luxury, they're a necessity for living a fulfilling and authentic life. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one boundary you need to set today. Could be anything from limiting social media time to saying no to that extra commitment. Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using #modernstoicismboundaries. Let's build a community of strong, empowered individuals who know how to protect their well-being. Until next time, keep it real and remember, you are worthy of respect and healthy boundaries.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.